I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Roll call. We'll be missing Mark tonight. He was injured, so he will not be showing up tonight. And the next on our agenda is citizen input. If you're here and would like to address the council on an issue that we are not addressing already tonight, please raise your hand. I'll acknowledge you. And if you come up to the mic, state your name and address, and we'll allow up to 5 minutes. Okay, we'll move from there. Do I hear a motion for the approval of the agenda?
Make that motion.
Mark second. Snyder first, Dan second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the same? Okay, that passes. Do I hear a motion on the consent agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Charles first, Ken Kaler second. Any discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same? Okay, good. Columbia Street Stormwater Award. Terry?
Good evening, Mayor, Council. We're going to talk a little bit about the Columbia Storm Street Award here. At an earlier council meeting, City Council received a staff report relative to this project. The project is an extension of a storm sewer from 7th to 3rd Avenue. This will convert the entire Olson other developers project to the city drainage system, resulting in all storm water being channeled to the city retention pond located north of Highway 26 overpass. A formal bid was conducted as advised by the city attorney. Bid tabulations are attached. Staff recommendations: award to the lowest responsible bidder, Chris's Excavation, in the amount of $86,973.14. I move to award Columbia Street Stormwater contract to Chris's Excavation to the amount of $86,973.14 and propose funding option number one.
Any questions?
One, Ken? I guess. What do we got budgeted for that? Didn't we have an amount in there that we award, or had budgeted for last year?
We discussed it, but we did not put anything in the budget last year. That's why you're given two options for funding on the agenda now.
Option one, out of the real estate excise tax, is that the fund that we've been wanting to keep for our new park?
No.
Okay. Aren't we using some of that to build the park after we buy it? Is that the one we're using? Is that the one we're using to build the park after we buy it?
Yeah.
Okay, so some of that funds will go to the park, not the purchase.
Yeah, not purchase.
Not the purchase.
Yeah, okay. Not the purchase. So do we need to come up with which one we want to draw from and ask for a vote?
Yes, in the motion, pick which funding mechanism you'd like to fund it with.
I got one more question. Mm-hmm. The reason I ask that question is because which fund do we take it out of? You know, well, it's a portion of the street fund, I would think, being just under the storm drainage. So my feeling, it should come out of our street fund. I know it's going to draw that down a little bit because we pretty well sucked it dry, but technically, that's what it is. It's.
Mike, you want to elaborate? That was our first choice, you're right.
Okay.
The reason that I recommended option number one was the street fund reserve account, the second option, is building reserves to replace our vacuum truck. And the vacuum truck is a very, very critical tool for the Public Works Department. And so we used 100,000 of this for Main Street out of that same reserve fund for the Main Street project. And so I just I saw that coming down, and the real estate excise tax is growing every year, and there is a replenishment mechanism for that because it has a revenue source. whereas the other one, the street reserve fund does not have a revenue source.
So do I hear a motion one way or the other from somebody?
I'll make the motion to award the bid to Chris's Excavation using funds from Fund 135, the real estate excise tax. For $86,975.
Second. Dan seconded, Ken first. Any more discussion?
Okay.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same? Okay, that passes. All right. Ball field lighting change order number one in the amount of $2,261.70. Terry.
Well, we've did some changes out in the ball field requests from the softball, baseball community. The original contract did not include the relocation of the light poles on the southeast field. This was a simple omission and should have been included. The change order will relocate the poles 35 feet, which will result in a 300-foot field that is a request of the men's softball league. Recommendation, staff recommendation, as this change order will meet the needs of softball tournament play requirements, approval is recommended. I move to approve the change order number one in the amount of $2,692.92 to Prater Electric.
Any questions for Terry?
I got one little one here. It should have been included. That additional $30,000, they should have squeezed at least $2,000 out of there for those two poles, I would think, but whatever.
And so I hear a motion to approve change order number one in the amount of $2,261.70 to Prater Electric. Is that how you say it? Prater?
Prater.
Okay.
I'll make that motion.
Okay, Gina first.
I'll second.
Charles second. Any further questions or discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the same? Okay. One passes too. Thank you. Okay. Ball field extension contract in the amount of $11,424. Terry again.
Well, along with the extension of the poles comes the fence. We had to move the fence back towards the poles. So the contract is needed to extend the fence 28 feet to match the light pole relocation. As Prater Construction only does electrical work, as in the case of electrical work, light pole relocation currently in process, fence extensions was not included in their scope of work. Therefore, a fence contract was required. Staff conducted the informal bid process from the small works roster, which resulted in the lowest responsible bidder of Central Washington Fence in the amount of $11,425. Recommendations, as the fence extension will benefit the city economically by attracting tourist ball players to Othello, approval is recommended. I move to approve the contract with Central Washington Fence in the amount of $11,425.
Questions? Okay, do I hear a motion to approve the contract with Central Washington Fence in the amount of $11,425?
So moved.
Charles, first?
Second.
Gina, seconded? Okay, any further discussion?
I got one little piece of discussion here. Normally when you got a bid that goes out for bids, it comes back, you normally accept that bid before you do the work.
Mm-hmm.
Some cases around here that hasn't been happening, and I think we should consider some of that's going on. I mean, I'm not against what's happening here. I know there was a time factor and a lot of things involved here, but that's why we have a council here, and that's why we're supposed to make decisions.
You're right.
My final comment, I guess.
Yeah, that was left off of the bid. Should have been on it, was not, and like you said, this Saturday it all starts, the parade and softball and everything else. So that's why a couple weeks ago we asked the council what they thought on it, and you seemed to have a favorable desire to get it done, so we pressed forward to get it done in time for the opening season. So you are correct. We'll try our best not to be shoving these things in after the project if we can. So thanks, Ken. Okay, we had a first and a second. Any further discussion? Okay, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the same? Thank you. Okay. What the heck's going on here? Oh, there it is. Resolution to authorize use of city property for a Mother's Day celebration. Debbie.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. We received a written request from radio station 92.5 on April 18th for use of Lions Park for a Mother's Day celebration, which is scheduled for Saturday, May 14th. Now, Mother's Day is Sunday, May 8th, so they're doing it the following weekend. Staff from Public Works and the Police Department and the Clerk's Department met with two representatives from the radio station and discussed their plans for the day of activities. They're planning for vendors, children's activities, raffles, food, and DJ and live bands. Their event will be open to the public from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. for one day and for one day on Saturday. Public Works will have two employees working the day to help with the park issues and one employee working the following day with a DOC crew. Because the radio station is a legal business, they're a for-profit business, they are responsible to provide the extra porta potties and will have to purchase a city business license along with their other vendors that aren't already licensed with the city. If approved, we will execute a facility use agreement and they will have to provide an insurance certificate of at least $1 million per occurrence and $2 million aggregate, listing the city as additional insured. The revised estimated costs include $900 for Public Works employees, and you'll see that's been a change since my report. And the change is because there will have to be a city employee the following day with a DOC crew. The cost for the DOC crew and approximately $200 for the landfill fees. Based upon the information that was discussed with the staff meeting, during the staff meeting, we recommend that council approve the resolution authorizing use of Lions Park for the Mother's Day celebration, which is scheduled for Saturday, May 14th. Sarah from the radio station is here. If you have any questions, maybe she can help you or I can help you. But we are recommending approval of the resolution.
This is the one that's anyone that had the past, right?
It's a different radio station. You haven't done it before?
No. Yeah, this is the last time it was at the casino. It was 96.3. This was 92.2. It's the same. The owner of this radio is the same owner of Kona. It's an English radio too. They have several radio.
The council would like to have her come up. Do any council members have questions for her? Okay. Thank you for showing up. Okay, so do I hear a motion to approve the resolution authorizing the use of city property for the Mother's Day celebration scheduled for Saturday, May 14th, 2011? Charles first.
Second.
Ken Johnson second. Any further questions or discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the same? Okay, great. Thank you. Okay.
Yep. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for coming. Resolution to authorize use of city property for the Patriots Day activities. Debbie again.
Staff from Public Works, the Police Department, and the Clerk's Department met with the Chamber President, Janelle Anderson, and we discussed their plans for the Patriots Day activities, which are scheduled for Monday, July 4th. They're planning a parade, Run for America, Rotary Breakfast, flag raising, vendors, children's activities, family entertainment, food, special events, music, and the fireworks will be that night too. Public Works will have two employees working the day to help with the park issues. Staff will be reviewing the parade application, and the Chamber will coordinate with Public Works and the Police Department for the parade and the run. If approved, we will execute a facility use agreement, and they'll have to provide an insurance certificate of at least $1 million per occurrence and $2 million aggregate, listing the city as additional insured. Estimated costs for that day include $750 for public works employees, $500 for porta potties, and approximately $200 for the landfill fees. Based upon the information that was discussed during the staff meeting, we do recommend that council approve the resolution authorizing use of Lions Park for the Patriots Day celebration, which is scheduled for Monday, Chamber President Janelle Anderson is here also, if you have any questions that we could help you out with.
Do you want to say anything, Janelle, or?
I like the role you guys are on.
Okay.
If you have any questions, I'd be glad to answer. We did get our Pentagon approval again for the flyover. We're working on that, and lots of things are rolling.
So we thought about switching it back to 4th of July yet? Celebration?
Oh, I can explain why.
Okay, good. Because we have a, don't we have a Patriots Day in October? When is it?
September.
September.
September 9th or September 11th.
Yeah. I stayed here and waited up there.
I thought it was
Come on up, Janelle. Thank you.
On a roll, I didn't know.
Yes, the name change. I'd love to give an explanation on that. In the past, it had been Sunfair, which I especially did not feel was respectful to our military personnel for our most special patriotic day being July 4th. So we put out feelers for suggestions for different names, searched the internet, lots of them, got lots of input in, and of course we were looking for something that is, I guess, easy in print, because Independence Day celebration was up there, Patriots Day, July 4th, and it was taken to a vote at the board, and what we thought with adding Patriots Day, July 4th, is it tells how we feel about it along with. If it's just July 4th, that's a date. It doesn't describe how Othello feels about July 4th. It's just saying it's July 4th, and what's that different than July 3rd to some people? So we combine the two, Patriots Day, July 4th celebration. A lot of times it's just Patriots Day. Some days it said it's July 4th. It kind of gives us a second marketing tool that we can put Patriots Day big, then July 4th. Hmm. It's mainly for advertising.
Good.
Should have been Independence Day.
Yeah.
We looked at Independence Day. Independence Day is very long. Trying to fit that on a lot of things was the issue. As a history on Patriots Day, there are several versions, depending on whether there's an S and where the apostrophe is. If the apostrophe is between the T and the S, it actually goes back to one of the first battles in the Civil War, Revolutionary War. I think that right. In the Revolutionary War. So it has great history for even precedes Independence Day. If you take the apostrophe off, then we're talking about September 11th. We take the S off and just call it Patriots Day. It's yet again, there's lots of versions to it. And they all reflect back to our patriotism. And we thought, what a great name, because it encompasses a lot of different, everything from the Civil War to September 11th. It pulls in a lot of different things. So there was some research to it.
Good.
You can correct me if I'm wrong. I think if you put it between the T and the S, it's possessive.
Yeah.
And if you put it at the end, it's plural.
Right.
So you have to decide whether you want to possess it.
Which we did. We wanted people to be possessive
all
of
Patriots
it.
Patriots Day.
Yeah.
Okay.
True.
So
and our thought.
Do that. I think it ought to be at the end. We make it plural for.
And that's a great thing. We discussed that and we decided we wanted to possess patriotism. I mean, we literally talked about that. How do we feel about it? We want people to have their own possessiveness towards patriotism. So we did take it to that level of discussion. But you're right. It could be to encompass everybody.
Depends on what do you want to have it for yourself or for everybody.
Well, we wanted each individual to feel possessive, to feel patriotism. That you own your patriotism, Charles owns his patriotism, I own my patriotism, and let's help everybody be personally patriotic. But it could be moved.
whatever.
Just take a board vote, and we'd love to have you on the board.
Good one.
Enough boards now. My fence is full. Sorry.
I'm right there with you.
Yeah, I think you're doing a great job.
Yeah, you are. Thank you for your hard work.
Thank you.
So we appreciate that.
Just a little note, if I can add this in. I don't know if you remember, but last year I talked about an Australian that had been touched by our story. He is coming at his own expense, has to spend two nights in Beijing to get here, which is pretty impressive. So our reach has extended to such that someone from Australia felt it worth their time and money to come to our Patriots Day celebration, and we'll be including him as a speaker and in the parade and whatnot. So, yes, like I said, we got our Pentagon approval. I'm working right now at Fairchild Air Force Base. The type that it will be, we have some really cool ideas. Even they said, whoa, I'm glad you started early. So we are working on that, and then we're also working on what we're calling our MASH tent, a very large tent that throughout the day we will invite speakers. We're really hoping to get a lot of veterans to come and tell stories on their buddies. I've got a guy who's coming in that does a reenactment of Francis Scott Key's telling of how the Star Spangled Banner came to be. Mm-hmm. First person this person's been to the fort there. Mm-hmm. So we've got a lot going for that day. And we also have a special surprise for the parade this year. Be totally different than last year. So a special surprise at the parade.
Wow, cool.
So.
Neat.
On a beautiful new street.
Yes.
Yes. On a beautiful
new supposed to get striped
street.
This week if it doesn't keep raining. So. So good. So. Any other questions for Janelle? Well, thank you very much. We appreciate your hard work again. Okay, do I hear a motion to approve the resolution authorizing use of city property? Oops, I'm in the wrong one. Hang on here, folks. Mother's Day again. I'll go to this one. No, I won't. I don't have it. It's not up there. Where is my Patriots Day? Right there.
Move the council to approve a resolution to authorize the use of city property and public right of way for the Patriots Day activities to be held Monday, July 4th, 2011.
Cool. First, we have a second.
Second.
Dan first, Mark Snyder second. Any further discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Okay, great. Thank you again, Janelle. Tell everybody down there thank you for their hard work.
I will. Thank you so much for your support. We really appreciate it.
Be interesting to see if you can beat last year's parade. It'd be interesting if you outdo last year's. That was pretty good.
Yeah, it was. That's a big order.
Okay, good. Okay, extraterrestrial, territorial, jeez. I'm losing it now, folks.
No.
Extraterritorial agreement for sewer services for Roy Hall. Oh, boy.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was good.
Boy. Yeah.
Now we're all going to say that.
Yeah.
Several sewer utility agreements were entered into between 1983 and 1986 to a development known as Meadow Lane. This property is located on West Cunningham Road and is located within the city's urban services area. The older agreements were a smaller version of the extraterritorial agreements that we currently use with a term of 25 years. You've been presented a new extraterritorial utility extension agreement to continue sewer services to property owned by Mr. Roy Hall. And he owns Tract 9, and this whole section is Meadow Lane, and they have a water association out there. So they have their own water association, and only Not all of the units have been connected to the city sewer. Some of them are still working well. Some of them have different soil and are at a higher level. You might have remembered that in 2009 we renewed, I think there was five or six agreements back at that time. So there's only one more of the old ones that will renew next year. The homes within Meadow Lane have been connected to the city sewer system for 25 years or more, so this is not a new impact to our city lagoon system. The engineer's estimate for a normal household is 120 gallons of discharge per day per, per person. I recommend that council approve the extraterritorial utility extension agreement, covenant running with the land, and power of attorney with Mr. Roy Hall.
Questions for Denny? Okay, so do I hear a motion to approve the extraterritorial utility extension agreement, covenant running with the land, and power of attorney with Mr. L. Roy Hall?
Make that motion.
I'll second.
Okay, Gina first, Charles second. Any further discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, that passes. Any, same for a dis, oh man, forget it. I'm losing it here. Thanks, Debbie. Okay, get rid of that one. There we go. Extension of water agreement terms, Gentry Quality Homes, LLC. Eamon?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The second extraterritorial agreement tonight is a review of Don Gentry's request. In 2008, Mr. Gentry came and asked, could you put the map up, the overhead? In 2008, Mr. Gentry came and asked for water service beyond the city limits just south of Bench Road. The city council approved this.
No,
that's not the one. That's okay. And after that year expired, Mr. Gentry came and asked the council for a year extension. He was having some difficulties getting the development started. And again, I think I need to apologize that he's not here tonight, and that's probably because I told him it would be on the agenda of the night instead of tonight, and I told him either one, but I didn't get back to him. So if you prefer, we can address this on the night, but I think it'll be pretty straightforward. So the city gave Mr. Gentry one extension for water services. He has continued to work on his development and work with his engineering firm. Part of the issue is his engineering firm and the city engineering firm are missing each other in some discussions. So we have to align that to make sure that his development is put in according to city standards. So in order to do that, Mr. Gentry is asking for a 6-month extension. Again, you can see where his property lies. There's SR 24 at the bottom of your screen. This is Bench Road, thank you. And the development sits back here. Well number, I think it's 5, sits back in here.
7.
And his development is right in here.
What's at the end of that?
He is in the final stages of getting his engineering drawings completed and in sync with the city engineer's standards. So with that, we would ask, and staff is recommending approval of a 6-month extension for the water service outside the city.
Questions?
One slot in there. Well, you know, anybody that's trying to keep this thing rolling, I think we should go along with them as far as the city is concerned. My question is that 6 months long enough? I know how things are in the process, you know, and 6 months can slip by pretty quick here, but
I think
all he's requesting, well, I guess that's fine.
That's a good question, actually, and it kind of came up in our discussions, and he feels that he is that close that 6 months would do the trick.
Okay. Any more questions? So do I hear a motion to approve the extraterritorial utility extension agreement, covenant running with the land, and power of attorney? Oops, God, I did it again.
Where's yours?
Right there. Do I hear a motion to approve the 6-month extension, the extraterritorial agreement for Gentry Quality Homes, LLC?
I so move.
Okay, Ken Kayla first.
Just to make sure we're clear, this is a little change. The motion is a little change from what you first saw that was published last Thursday. It said move to approve the extraterritorial agreement, not the 6-month extension, and we since changed that. So I just wanted to be up front with the council that was a slight change.
Okay, who do we have first? I lost it. Okay, Ken Kayla was first. Do I have a second?
Dan,
you're second?
One of where?
Okay, Dan's second. How's that?
Sure, when you guys want to fight about it.
Sure. Any further discussion?
I got one little discussion. You might answer this for me, Eamon. I know I was going through that paperwork and found out that there's a lot of places in there where we crossed out sewer. This is strictly water. But in the first part of that section, we do address the sewer point section in there at 3.7. And I kind of question if this thing continues to go, that maybe we ought to get rid of that sewer entirely out of that contract, because we are not supplying anything to do with the sewer, just
right.
the water.
It is initialed by both parties, and I believe back when we first originally did this, you made the same comment. So thanks for bringing that up again.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the same? Okay, that passes then. Thank you. All right. Consideration of Teamsters Agreement Sergeants. Eamon?
You have before you a agenda memo for consideration of a agreement with the Teamsters Union. Now we have three unions, three memberships. We have sergeants, line officers, and dispatchers. Tonight you have two of them before you, one for the sergeants and one for the dispatchers. They have both agreed to settle at the table. We have three of the members from the negotiating council committee, Mr. Deaver, Mr. Kaler, and council member Darrow, that served and sat in on every meeting that we had, long as they were. And the outcome was the recommendation for both the sergeants and the dispatchers to be approved tonight. The line officers are the only ones that have the ability to go to interest arbitration. Neither the sergeants nor the dispatchers do. So the line officers currently, we are in mediation with them. The next meeting is early next month or mid next month. So we don't know where the line officers are gonna go. But the first agreement tonight with the sergeants is exactly as the same as we looked at with the Public Works Operating Engineers Union. And that is, number one, no wage increase for 2011. The city will pay for increased medical for 2011, retroactive to January 1st, 2011. We will split any medical increase for 2012 and 2013 on a 50-50 basis, and increase wages for 2012 and 13 by the All Cities West CPI index from 0.7, now this is a range, 0.75 to 2.5, depending on what the CPI does in the future. You can see that if you approve it, for the sergeants, there are two sergeants at $195 per month. That is a total of $4,680 for the year to cover the increased medical cost. The staff and the city council committee recommends that the council approve and ratify the agreement with the sergeants.
Any questions for Eamon or the committee? Okay, so I hear a motion to authorize the mayor to sign the collective bargaining agreement with the proposed changes.
So moved.
Charles first.
Second.
Ken Kaler second. Or Johnson, sorry. Any further questions? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same? And it passes. All right, consideration of Teamsters Agreement Dispatchers.
Sorry?
It's identical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's identical except dispatchers, and the number of dispatchers, of course, is different, and the total amount is $18,720 for the year. Again, that is covering increased medical costs for the dispatchers. Again, the council committee and staff recommend approval.
Questions? Okay, so I hear a motion to authorize the mayor to sign a collective bargaining agreement with the proposed changes.
I'll move.
Okay. Okay. Or Dan?
Second.
Charles second. Any further questions? Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the same? Okay. That passes. Okay. The next one that is on there is consideration of non-union city paid insurance. I'm going to address that one. I really feel to be fair because the office there works very hard. I know a lot of you go in there. They're very busy billing utilities. They're they stay very busy in there, and I feel like they're hardworking, keep the paperwork flowing, they're dependable, I mean, they're dedicated to their jobs, and I'd like to see us offer the non-union employees the same opportunity as we are with the other unions employees. So I hear a motion that way.
I so move.
I second.
Okay, first by Ken Kaler and second by Charles. Any further questions? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same? All right, well that passes, good. Ordinance to amend OMC 9.36.010 regarding designated truck routes.
Okay, now Mike. There you go, thank you. As you know, we're approaching the final buzzer on Main Street. It is a new street, and council has indicated that you wanted to do everything to preserve it and to protect our investment in Main Street. Previously, council discussed restricting traffic, heavy truck traffic, to local access only. You have before you an ordinance that does that. I would like to review two changes to the ordinance that I think shows up on your screen but was not previously there last Thursday. I'd like to thank Councilmember Kaler for coming in and discussing these 2 points with me today. As you can see, if we eliminate Main Street, here's Broadway, here's Main Street. If we eliminate Main Street from the truck route and we just leave it at Main Street, that takes in this area which is west of Broadway. We want to leave that in. That gives truckers coming in on Lee Road, down Broadway, an exit from the city so they don't have to turn down Main Street. Same thing coming from the south. If truckers come from the south, they can turn and go west out of the city. So that again keeps them off Main Street. And I did add that, and you'll see it on your ordinance. The second item is outside the city limit, or actually now in the city limits, is the old water hole number 18, and that also needs to be excluded and not included in restricting truck traffic. And the reason for that is trucks have to get to Bruce somehow, and going down Cunningham or Main Street is a way to do that. So we had forgotten that we'd annex that little piece on the east side. So what we want to do is just restrict truck traffic along Main Street, basically from Broadway to Highway 17. Does that make sense, Ken? Thank you again.
That's good.
For pointing that out. We have added those two sections to the ordinance, and I wanted to point that out if you consider adopting this. So again, the two primary reasons is to keep heavy truck traffic off Main Street so it doesn't damage it, restrict truck traffic to local deliveries only. So there will be some traffic on truck traffic on Main, but it will be local deliveries only. I did send letters, as some of you know, to most of the trucking companies in the area. I heard back from one, and that was Commercial Tire, located on Main Street. They had a question, what about my trucks? What about trucks who want to come here and take advantage of my service? That's local truck traffic. They're coming there to visit a store. So obviously they're not restricted. So the chief and I and Terry have had several discussions about this. The chief will commence, if you adopt this, he will put in place a warning system program for truckers that drive on Main Street that shouldn't be there. He will stop, talk to them, inform them. If you adopt this, a second letter will go out informing people with trucks that the city council has adopted this and that we have imposed that. And please send a map of our new truck route to all of your vendors so that their vendors know which way to come and go from Othello. So with that, we would ask that you adopt the ordinance designating designated truck routes in Othello.
And I think what you should do when we send out this next letter is kind of simplify it as much as you can in simple English. That, hey, you know what, if you have to go to Commercial Tire, that's not breaking the law. And that
we can use that as an example.
Because I got like 8,000 calls. Mm-hmm. You take your farm truck and fix your tire. You know?
Yeah.
That's not what we're saying. We're just saying, don't drive up and down Main Street looking for Commercial Tire.
Yeah. You know? We'll make that simple. Thank you. We'll use that as an example to too.
Yeah. That'll fit. That's the best example because, I mean, yeah. You're right. These other businesses are going to get their deliveries like they always do. And
right.
McDonald's gets a truck what, every Wednesday or something. And we know that's the way it is. I mean, but the local traffic is the one that they really like, well, now what am I going to do? I can't be driving through residential.
Right.
Listen, no, that's not what they're asking you to do. They're just asking you to just do it, go about your business, get it done, and get out.
Exactly. We want to encourage economic business in Othello, so absolutely.
That brings me to the next question. We're designating Columbia Street, Wallowie Street, and Royal Street to be part of that.
That's the way it currently exists. Now, the chief and I and Terry have a meeting with DOT Thursday this week to discuss that area. But right now, we just wanted to get Main Street taken care of.
Okay. Because I noticed on the notes here that saying that no parking should be designated for Waluke, Royal, and Columbia.
Right.
And I think that might cause a problem for Columbia Street because
mm-hmm.
we do have a business that uses that as their staging area, too,
right.
for their trucks
right.
loading.
That is an item we have discussed. It's on a list, but is not in this ordinance.
Good questions. Any further questions?
Yeah, last week when we talked about that, and they paved the street, half the street got paved, and now stand down here, and here goes Easter Day with a truck going out of town. And after him was a cattle truck going out of town. And then it was a semi, you know, I mean, a box semi going out of town.
You
that was the main drag because it was paved.
You can sit anywhere on Main Street in 10 or 15 minutes, find a truck that shouldn't be there. That's why we're going to do an encouragement program, that information program that lets people know, please don't come this way anymore.
Yeah.
And how are you addressing the unattached?
I'm sorry?
Unattached trucks and trailers.
I'm sorry.
Like an unattached truck is driving them.
Yeah. The police is stopping to ask them, you know, what's your business, where are you going? It's a courtesy call. There'll be no tickets for a while.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, because a lot of the guys that they may come use the motels or whatever.
Right. The motel's a business. They're going to a business. The chief brought that up. They park over there. That's a legitimate use.
Are we going to be placing signage up and down the road?
Signage has been ordered, and they will be. One of the biggest complaints that we heard from truck drivers were, there's no signs that says no trucks until we turn on the road already. Then what do? We got this big semi truck. We can't turn around in the middle of the street. So we have a map where all the signage is going to go. Terry's ordered the signs already. They'll be ready this week.
Yes.
Local access, restricted trucks, local access only, something like that. But they will be posted before they turn onto Main Street at all points.
And posted up and down Main Street, no trucks, local deliveries only?
I think there's signs that do say no. No, there isn't because it's
no,
truck route. Yeah, we could add those. We didn't think of that, but we can add that.
Yeah. I remember when we took them down when I was still working here, there aren't any anymore.
Yeah, no, you're right. It is a truck route. Yeah, currently it's a truck route until you make a motion. So that's a good thing to add.
Any further questions? So do I hear a motion to amend 9.36.010 as presented?
I'll make that motion.
Gina first.
Second.
Ken Johnson second. Any further questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed the same? Okay, that passes then.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, click out of that. Okay, do we have any unfinished business? New business? We'll have a proclamation declaring National Day of Prayer. I'll read that then right now. Whereas on April 17, 1952, the Congress of the United States approved the joint resolution to provide for setting aside an appropriate day as a National Day of Prayer. And whereas the National Day of Prayer has great significance for all of us as a nation, and whereas at this important time in our history, we also pray for the brave members of our armed forces and their families for their safety, for the recovery of the wounded, and for the peace that we all seek. Now therefore, I, Tim Wilson, Mayor of Othello, do hereby proclaim Thursday, May 5th, 2011, as National Day of Prayer in Othello. I encourage all citizens of our community to join together in this special observance. Signed this 25th day of April, 2010. I want to encourage everybody that can come to that. It's really a neat thing to go to and get an opportunity. And if you can't, take a few moments that morning and at your home or whatever and just pray for our soldiers and our nation. So, okay. We got anything else here? Okay, we also have the department heads' reports. Is there any question there? Okay. Mayor's announcements. The Council Scholarship Committee, Councilmember Snyder and Garcia need to review the Grain Osborne Scholarship applications. I hear you guys already have it set up for Wednesday, I hear. So that's good. And I guess some certificates and stuff will be made up. So, great. I'm glad you guys are going to that one. Anything else before we close the meeting? Okay. This meeting's adjourned. Wow.